Good evening, and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week I try to bring you the best from my collection, and what can I do? I try. That's all I do is I try. Thank you for joining with me. I know there's a few of you who have been listening over the years, back even to 1977 when I first started at WFMU. I am pleased that Nachum Segal is taking the second hour of Chazonis and featuring it on his Thursday night program from, he's on from 7 to 9 every evening, Monday through Thursday. And at 9 o'clock, via the internet, he takes the second hour of Chazonis. So I'm very pleased about that. Helped to expand the love of this wonderful music that we get to during the second hour. For those of you who are new to the program, the first hour is a mixture of everything but Chazonis, and then the second hour is strictly Chazonis. And I love doing this via the internet because there's no commercials, and we can just really let loose and play those selections without worrying whether it's a 7 or 8 minute or 10 minute selection. And I have a surprise coming up right now. Many people over the years have asked me about Bensian Schenker's first album. It's a 10-inch record, Mojitzer Malava Malka. It came out somewhere in the late 50s. I think it was around 1958 or 59, or 50 years ago at least. And I'm going to play it right now. It's not long. It's in two segments. It'll be about 20 minutes. And it's a wonderful, wonderful record. It's his first album. Many of you know that I'm a great fan of Bensian Schenker, and spoke to him recently, and we were reminiscing about the 2 hour special that we did. I think it was 2 hours or 1 or 2 hour special we did about 15 years ago. And in the forthcoming weeks or months, I'm going to be playing that. There are a lot of interesting stories there. We hear Bensian Schenker as a young boy singing. He was around 11 or 12 years old. We'll get to that. In any event, let's get to the first album of Bensian Schenker, Mojitzer Malava Malka. I'm going to take you right through the entire album.
Lord, you say, Agoy, Ach sorry, ashekari. Eisto di fiore che le male domasce sciogli rios, rios tu lecho e
Kim do asavir ho zeh shoh
var till Billy Jamsö gummor lå.
Men vad så som höra då på. Kom så håll och vär i nivå. Och säg då vad spelande då.
Well, we're always learning, aren't we? Technical problems. Here's what happened. I was playing a Gura Feidman album the first hour. That was from 8 to 9, just to make sure everything was working. And Saul called me and said, it's working. And I'm by my desk with the computer, and I picked up the keyboard, and not realizing that there's some sort of a dial on the side, there's a dial on the side that... disconnected the computer. I didn't realize it. And Saul called me, and I think it's working now. So what can I tell you? I have to know that I should not, I have to learn that I should not move the computer at all once it's set. Just by accident, I hit the keyboard. So you'll forgive me. For those of you who are still with me and didn't hear the beginning, that was the first side of an album, the first Mozartzer album by Bensian Schenker, Mozart Malava Malka. Came out around 1958-59. I've gotten so many requests over the years, and it's a beautiful, beautiful album. So I was playing the first part, and we'll now get to the second part, another 10 or 12 minutes, and you'll be able to hear the entire recording on the archive in a couple of days. So thank you for bearing with me, and let's hear the second side of the Malava Malka, Bensian Schenker, his first album. It was an old 10-inch. It was a smaller album. It didn't last that long until they went to the 12 inches. They discovered it's easy to do a larger one. So this is side two of Bensian Schenker's Malava Malka.
Altiro,
Far Yaakov, al tiro avdi Yaakov, nishpa Hashem le'yadov, al tiro avdi Yaakov, tzlachno labon Yaakov, al tiro avdi Yaakov. Ato shev shvus Yaakov, al tiro avdi Yaakov. Po Hashem es Yaakov, al tiro avdi Yaakov. Tzavei shvus Yaakov, al tiro avdi Yaakov. Kol kol Yaakov, ayro avdi Yaakov, roni vesimchi ve'yaakov, al tiro avdi Yaakov. Shoshemesh muhus Yaakov, al tiro avdi Yaakov. Yitain emes, emes Yaakov, al tiro avdi Yaakov. Yohu anovi, yohu adini, veli yohu. Asher kinei l'shem ha'kein Ish busar shalom al yad yikusiyel Ish gosh, v'yecha pera b'nei Yisrael Yohu anovi Yohu adini, veli Yohu agimoni. Dirheiro yobo emeno, imo yabendohi. Ishtoro shneimosor, roho eino, ishani giro. Bal Señor besimono Ishveyezor Ozor bemosno
Yohu anovi Yohu adini Veli Yohu agimoni
Shmoni kero, tasliheinu al yodom atoro, tashmieinu mipiv b'soro tovo, totsieinu me'afeinu le'yoro.
Yohu anovi, yohu adi, Yohu agimoni Dirheiro
your royals, fast vain of his sorrows tomos. To some vain of boni malomos, mouths of a chapos.
And Yahoo, Alovi, and Yahoo, Alivi, and bum 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 bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum.
Oh, that's an album from the 50s with all the scratches. And, you know, what can I tell you? I have three particular albums of the Mojitzer Malava Malka. And that was the best one. Had the least amount of scratches. Okay, listen, if you're still with me, and thank you for sticking it out, when you go to the archive, you'll be able to hear the entire album of Mojitzer Malava Malka. That's the first album that Bensi & Shaker came out with. And if you did miss my saying that about 15 or 18 years ago, I interviewed Bensi & Shaker on my radio program, and I'm going to do a repeat of that. I'm going to play it again sometime in the next few months. I spoke to Bensi, and we'll get some updates and some comments from him. We also have a recording of him. I think he was 12 years old when he recorded a Chazanist piece. It was really magnificent. I'm sorry. What could I tell you? Technical problems. Always learning. Okay, the next piece is from Sameach Music. It's Yossi Goldstein and the Fabrengen a cappella. I'm always discovering, I have a lot of CDs that I'm now listening to, haven't listened to for many years, or I may never have listened to them, who can tell. This is the feature selection of that album, Ribono Shel Olam. Again, this is Yossi Goldstein and the Fabrengen Singers with Ribono Shel Olam.
dum, diggity dum, diggity dum, diggity dum, dum, diggity dum, diggity dum, diggity dum, diggity dum, dum, diggity dum, diggity dum, diggity dum, diggity dum, dum. Bahari kisi lo khem rokho, aduli dai, aduli dai, aduli dai, 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 dai. Bahari kisi lo khem rokho, aduli dai, aduli dai, aduli dai, aduli dai, 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 dai. Aaj hivlu zivs seichem, miiloi ma dai, dai, dai. Aaj hivlu zivs seichem, miiloi ma dai, dai, dai. Kosi lochem rocho, adli dai, adli dai, adli dai, 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 dai. Aari kosi lochem rocho, adli dai, adli dai, adli dai. Bahari kusi lochem brocho, adli dai, adli dai, adli dai, adli dai, 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 dai. Bahari kusi lochem brocho, adli dai, adli dai, adli dai, 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 dai. Ah, shehivlu zivs seichem, miiloi mar dai, dai, dai. Ah, shehivlu zivs seichem, miiloi mar dai, dai, dai. Bahari kusi lochem rocho, adli dai, adli dai, adli dai, adli dai, 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 dai. Bahari kusi lochem rocho, adli dai, adli dai, oh, adli dai. Dai, 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 dai. Ashehivlu zivs seichem, miiloi mar dai, dai, dai. Ashehivlu zivs seichem, miiloi mar dai, dai, dai. Tigidam, tigidam, dam. Tigidam, 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 dam. Tigidam, 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 dam. Tigidam, 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 tigidam.
I hope you enjoyed that. That was Yossi Goldstein and the Farbrengen a cappella. Yossi Goldstein and the Farbrengen a cappella. And we went from Ribono Sholem right into Vahari Kosi Lachem Baracha. I like their sound. I hope you did too. A lot of fun. Certainly a lot of fun. Let's go now to Pirkei Efrat. This is volume number 2, and also something I enjoy this music. I hope you do too. We're going to hear Mim Komcha. This is Pirkei Efrat coming right up. Thank you. Pirkei Efrat. Pirkei Efrat. I like that music. I know you do too, also. That was Mimkomcha. Okay, the next selection, this is a friend of mine who is the Chazan at KJ. And Meir Davis came out with an album, Shabbat for Starters. I know none of you are starters, are you? But it's always good to get a refresher, isn't it? Oh, yeah. Okay, so these are two different tunes for Shalom Aleichem, for the Friday evening Shalom Aleichem. So just sit back and enjoy it, and it's a refresher.
Aleichem, Malachei Hasharit, Malachei Elyon, Mi'imelech, Malachei Hamlachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Boachem Leshalom, Malachei Hashalom, Malachei Elyon. Mi'imelech, Malachei Hamlachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruchuni Leshalom, Malachei Hashalom, Malachei Elyon. Mi'imelech, Malachei Hamlachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzedchem Leshalom, Malachei Hashalom, Malachei Elyon. Mi'imelech, Malachei Hamlachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Version number one, here's version number two, Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom Aleichem, Malachei Hasharet, Malachei Elyon, Mimelech Malchei Amlachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Aleichem, Malachei Hasharet, Malachei Elyon, Mimelech Malchei Amlachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ay, 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 Shalom Aleichem, Malachei Hasharet, Malachei Elyon, Mi'imelech Malchei Amlachim, Oy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Boachem Leshalom, Malachei Shalom, Malachei Elyon, Mi'imelech Malchei Amlachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Boachem Leshalom, Malachei Shalom, Malachei Elyon, Mi'imelech Malchei Amlachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ay, ay, boachem Leshalom, Malachei Shalom, Malachei Elyon, Mi'imelech Malchei Amlachim, Oy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruchuni Leshalom, Malachei Shalom, Malachei Elyon, Mi'imelech Malchei Amlachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruchuni Leshalom, Malachei Shalom, Malachei Elyon, Mi'imelech Malchei Amlachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ay, ay, Baruchuni Leshalom, Malachei Shalom, Malachei Elyon, Mi'imelech Malchei Amlachim, Oy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzedchem Leshalom, Malachei Shalom, Malachei Elyon, Mi'imelech Malchei Amlachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzedchem Leshalom, Malachei Shalom, Malachei Elyon, Mi'imelech Malchei Amlachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ay, 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 tzedchem Leshalom, Malachei Shalom, Malachei Elyon mihi melech malchei amlachim Oy hakadosh baruch hu.
This was from an album, Shabbat for Starters, a step-by-step guide to the blessings, songs, and rituals of Shabbat in the house. A really lovely album, a Meir Davis production. Meir Davis, again, my friend from KJ. It's very interesting. I'm a saver, aside from saving old records, all whatever, 15,000 or whatever it is, and old record players. I keep papers of interest and articles of interest over the years, and recently I was going through some papers, and I'd like to read this to you. The title of the article was "The Guilt of Jews Threatens Israel." No people, has so sadly honed guilt to a finer art than we Jews. There are, invariably, those liberal Jews who instinctively feel guilty about everything, whether they had anything to do with what's wrong or not. It is a fascinating form of pathology, worthy of a dissertation in abnormal psychology, and suggesting the need for some form of national couch. And of course, it is this corrosive guilt that lies at the heart of the ideological disintegration of Israel today, a process that threatens the very existence of the Jewish state. We are occupiers and conquerors. We oppress innocent people. Our national soul is being corroded. We are, above all, guilty. Lo, the poor Arab of the West Bank and other occupied territories, that simple innocent ground under the heels of the Jewish occupation army. Lo, the poor territories of 1967, which have become the major obstacle to peace because of Israeli intransigence. Lo, the racism and latent fascism that is at the very heart of a Zionism that favors Jews in a thing called the Jewish state. What in the world can possess Jews in Israel to forget the massacres of Jews by Arabs in 1920, 1921, and 1929? And why, in their intellectual minds, did they occur? Could the murder of 67 Jews on one day in Hebron 60 years ago have been caused by Arab anger over the occupied lands of 1967? And when more than 500 Jews were massacred in Arab pogroms stretching from 1936 to 1938, was it Israeli refusal to return the lands of 1967 that was at the heart of the problem? And when the Arabs turned down the United Nations partition plan of 1947, which would have set up a tiny, grotesque Jewish state and an Arab one that might have been called Palestine, was the Six-Day War of 1967 the root of their decision to try to wipe out the then 600,000 Jews in the land? What causes Jewish liberals to take the Arab position on every issue? What causes them to babble about the occupied lands of 1967? Do they not know that the Arabs see the entire area of 1947 and all the Jewish cities and towns within the pre-67 state as occupied also? Do they not realize that to the Arab, Tel Aviv and Haifa, the golf course at Caesarea, and all the kibbutzim of the enlightened left are also occupied? Of course, the humanists and moralists of Israel know that, and that is precisely the problem. Deep in their hearts and minds, the Jews on the left and of liberal bent secretly fear that the Arab is right, that the Jew really had no right to come in a Palestine that had a majority of Arabs and make it into a Jewish state. The terrible ghosts of Jewish guilt gnaw away at this tortured Jewish liberal soul, with the thought that perhaps the Jews are indeed occupiers and colonialists. This Jewish secular liberal agonizes with himself daily because, along with his guilt, he lacks the courage to give up his kibbutz to the oppressed Arab. He wallows in a corrosive guilt that rapidly becomes self-hate. and so he must take the Arab position on every issue, in the pathetic hope of winning from the Arab a crumb of forgiveness. He must fight for their right to get part of the stolen land, so he can keep his part of the theft. What a pathetic creature, and how dangerous he is. He seeks to commit national suicide, but would take all of us with him. Here is one Jew who feels not the slightest guilt for choosing to live, for winning, for telling a world that gave us such universal benefits as crusades and inquisitions and pogroms and Auschwitzes, never again. And who cares what you think? Guilt? Hardly. There is no Palestine. It is the land of Israel. It belongs to a Jewish people that was given it by its Father in heaven and in which they lived 3,000 years ago. It belongs to a Jewish people that, unlike the Arab one, does not have 22 states, but just one land, the land of Israel. Guilt? Only the sick suffer from it. For Jews, the moral imperative is to live and guarantee a home for a Jewish people that will not only remove itself from the exile, but will remove the exile with all its aberrations from itself. Faith in God and a powerful Jewish arm, that is the Jewish way. Now, I guess many of you have figured out who wrote that. On April 7th, 1989, this appeared, believe it or not, in the illustrious New York Times. And it was written by Meir Kahane. And as it says, Meir Kahane, a rabbi, is a former member of the Knesset. Of course, Kahane was not allowed to sit in the Knesset. He was removed. But while Arabs who hate the Jewish state, who openly call for the destruction of the Jewish state, they are allowed to sit in the Knesset. But that's another story. Anyway, it's strange. Ein Kadosh Tachat HaShemesh. Okay, one more selection before we get to the Chazanis. You know that I've been having an Adon Olam marathon. I had a Lechad Odi marathon. Let's hear Israel Alter with Adon Olam, and then we'll get right to the Chazanis.
Shiru, Lir Shiru.